Well, we thought we would go right to the mountaintop and get an update as to what is going on with this unfortunate incident that happened yesterday when a major cable got cut and a lot of people, tens of thousands of people, lost their internet service. Matt Dosh is with us. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Comporium. And I got to give you guys kudos. I've seen repair trucks that I saw on the way home last night were there this morning when I came in at 5 o'clock. I mean, you've been working around the clock on this, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We coming up on 24 hours nonstop here. Yeah. Thanks for recognizing that. But it's been a trying day, trying 24 hours for us here at Comporium.
One of the things that I want to make perfectly clear, I said this morning when I went off on the radio, this was not something you all did. You didn't cut this cable.
Correct.
Another crew from another entity, i.e. been identified doing repair work, they cut the cable.
Right.
You're stuck with the problem.
Right, right. And that's the nature of the beast, right? I mean, you know, people think, we talk about the internet, we think about the cloud. It's a very high-tech, amorphous concept. But, you know, there's a part of the internet that is literally wires going to every home and business all over the country. And so there's construction. We're blessed to have a lot of construction in the area. There's construction going on all the time. But there is a process for making sure that, you know, electric, water, gas, and telecom utilities aren't harmed during construction. And, you know, sometimes mistakes happen.
Yeah, well, this was a big one.
This was a big one.
And this is why you always hear the utilities say, if you're going to be digging, I don't care if you're in a backyard putting a fence in or whether you're a major company doing work, you dial 811. Get them to come on out, put the stripes on the ground, and that tells you there's something down there, so you better watch out for it.
That's right.
All right. So where are we right now?
We are coming out the other side. So we identified the cables were cut around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. I said this earlier, it was really a catastrophic cut. I mean, it wasn't like a drive-by. It was some serious, damage was done to a very significant facility for us. So 19,000 cable customers, lost their service, as well as a variety of business customers in the local area. The business customers predominantly in the local area. So it took us all afternoon to do good old fashioned construction work. We had to go from manhole to manhole, cut the concrete, repair the cut site, put new conduit in, and then blow new fiber, 800 feet of fiber from manhole to manhole through the area. And it was four fiber cables that were cut and one copper cable. And that's, you know, hundreds, like 600 individual fiber strands that needed to individually be spliced together again on both ends.
And if you've never seen a fiber optic cable, it's like a hose pipe with hundreds and hundreds of these tiny little strands coming out.
Yeah.
And somehow you got to match the right strand with the right strand 600 times.
It's crazy to watch. I've never done that, but you go from a construction site where you're pumping water out of a manhole, old school, you know, just getting the water out, getting the mud out, and then you pivot to your right, what becomes almost surgery, and you're in the manhole, and the individual fiber strands are not much thicker than human hairs.
Oh my
and
goodness.
So somebody's in there, and you have to fuse them together, and it's got to be a sterile environment. You can't have you can have dirt in the situation. So you go from, like, literally walking around in mud to doing this very, very surgical kind of procedure.
The most frustrating thing I've got to think for you, and I know it was for me, and that's what I was talking about this morning, is this idiocy on social media. I mean, people just, they take this platform, they have no information, no background, no facts, and they start blasting you for this problem. You didn't cut the cable. Another crew out there working for some other entity cut it, and it dropped into your lap to fix it.
Right.
Thank God you were here to fix it.
Right.
Can you imagine if we had an out-of-town telecommunications company? Oh, well, we'll get to it in a few days. We'll be down there. You all just suck it up. We'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, when these things happen in other places, it can take hours and hours and hours and hours to geographically find the problem, right? You can imagine, you know, you sort of get a signal that says, well, you've got a fiber cut somewhere between Atlanta and Richmond, you know, or something like that, and it takes a while. So with our engineering staff being here, and we had not only the ability to quickly identify where the source was, but we had immediate access to, you know, material. We had fiber spools of fiber down the street, and we could get on it right away. So that we were lucky for that. Yeah.
Yeah. You build them, you maintain them, you know how to fix them when there's a problem.
Right.
And if you ever want to test by fire, this would be it. I mean, yeah. My gosh.
It's amazing, though. I mean, I think to your point, Manning, a lot of people just don't understand. And thank you, Matt, for bringing the understanding of the intricacy of the process. It could be so much worse. It's a wake-up call, I think, for everybody. Maybe the fact that it was April 15th added a little bit of passion to the discussions, if you will. But the good news is you pointed out that we're not having to spend hours and hours and hours just locating the problem. That was immediate.
Right.
Having the equipment so close, immediate. And we are just so thankful for all that Comporium does for us. We're just a little spoiled.
Well, it's unfortunate incidents like this that highlight what we all know every day, right? I mean, the internet is like air, right? I mean, it's the first day of spring break. You've got little kids at home. You've got the cable is out. The internet is out. It's tax day. So it really highlights, I mean, everybody in our daily lives, we just take the internet and internet access for granted. But what we at Comporium don't take for granted is the fact that it's got to be up all the time. And it's not a passive business. You don't just say the internet is up and walk away and do something else. It takes, we have 1,200 people. We're working every day around the clock to make sure that people don't have to think about their internet access. It just happens. And occasionally you have an accident like this. That's a reminder that it takes a lot of work to make sure that our customers don't have to think about internet access very often.
Well, you all do a great job. And to all those men and women who are out there 24/7, I'm glad to hear you say some people have brought donuts and coffee to them.
They have.
And if you see one of them on the street, give them a pat on the back and say thank you for what you did. It's amazing to me, though, Matt. This break took place where on Oakland Avenue, is that where it took?
Right.
And here we are, right around the corner.
Yeah.
And we weren't affected at all.
I know. It's weird how the network, and we have a lot of redundancy in the network, and we've got, you know, but it's a very complicated network. And when you overlay the services that people are buying with the physical paths that those circuits take, it's kind of mind-boggling and very complicated and confusing. But
it's also ironic, and you just sometimes have to find the humor that April is Safe Digging Month. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but gallows humor, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Amy Cassidy from York County Natural Gas was teasing that maybe she had something to do. I'm just kidding, no. Just to make a point that it's very, very, there's a lot going on in areas that we can't physically see. But boy, if they are disrupted, we know quickly
that
our life is on pause.
Yes. Please call before you dig.
Call to help everybody out. So tell me again, how are we doing? Most everybody has had their internet restored at this point.
The 19,000 cable modem customers have been restored. The business services over fiber have been restored. We still need to spend today repairing the old copper network. So there are some businesses around Oakland Avenue and local businesses who still don't have voice or T1 service. We're aware of that. We're working on that today. That's most of the day to get that done on a temporary basis. So those are the last services to be wrapped up. All the fiber stuff is up and running according to...
How many people have you had working on this? Do you know?
I can't imagine. I mean, you've got the guys, you've got the guys in the field, you've got the engineers behind the scenes, you've got the network guys behind the scenes. There's so many layers from, you know, everything from sucking mud out of the manhole to that the circuit computing to get the circuits back up again. It's just been throughout the company.
Well, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for getting everybody back up. And for all those who just love being on social media, I hope you'll take a lesson out of this and get the facts straight before you go pontificate about something which you know nothing about. Thank you to Comporium for